Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Saturday's blast that damaged a key bridge linking Crimea and the Russian mainland was a terrorist act carried out by Ukraine. NPR's Charles Maines has more.
Putin's comments came in a meeting with the head of Russia's investigative committee, Alexander Bystrykin, in which Bystrykin presented findings from a government inquiry into the explosion. Ukrainian intelligence, with help from Western governments and Russian citizens, said Bystrykin, had carried out a terrorist attack on Russia's Kerch Strait Bridge. President Putin then responded, he had no doubt the blast was an effort to destroy critical Russian infrastructure without elaborating on a further government response. The Kerch Bridge serves as a key supply line for Russian forces currently fighting in South Ukraine. It's also seen as a potent symbol of Russian control over Crimea following Putin's seizure of the peninsula from Ukraine in 2014. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
About 2,000 Iranian-Americans joined a host of local politicians outside San Francisco's City Hall Sunday in support of an ongoing woman-led uprising in Iran. Sarah Hosseini, a member station KQED, has the details.
Entire families in red, white, and green hold signs like, "May their pain not be in vain." Like many in the crowd, Roya Purmand and Mitra Salahifar say they want to keep attention on the ongoing protests sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini after being detained by Iran's morality police.
I think we all have the same end goal, and we want freedom for Iran.
Many demonstrators voiced support for targeted new U.S. restrictions on the morality police and Canada's bans on Iran's elite intelligence force and its business empire. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hosseini in San Francisco.
The U.S. refugee resettlement system has once again fallen far short of its lofty admissions goals for the year. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, recently released numbers show the U.S. used less than a quarter of the spots available for refugees.
The U.S. took in about 25,000 refugees in the last fiscal year, just a fraction of the 125,000 spots allocated by the Biden administration. It's the second year in a row that refugee admissions have fallen short, as resettlement agencies struggle to rebuild capacity that was decimated during the Trump administration. The Biden administration has used other pathways to admit tens of thousands of Afghans and Ukrainians into the U.S. Those alternatives are faster, but do not provide a clear pathway to citizenship, as refugee status does. Refugee admissions did jump in September, giving resettlement agencies hope that they can get closer to the ceiling of 125,000 refugees in the coming year. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Major flooding in parts of Thailand over the past 10 days has damaged more than 200,000 homes in 54 provinces. And in one province, some 20,000 people have been moved into temporary shelters until the flooding stops. This is NPR News. Officials in Ukraine say the Russian invasion of that country has led to the pillaging and destruction of historical sites and treasures at an industrial scale. Ukraine's culture minister says Russian soldiers have removed artifacts from almost 40 Ukrainian museums. Tens of thousands of museum pieces have been removed by Ukrainians for protection, but many other items have disappeared. Among the items stolen is a rare gold tiara from the 5th century. Citizens of a number of indigenous tribes arrived at the base of Mount Evans in Colorado Sunday after a week-long prayer walk from the site of the Sand Creek Massacre in the 1860s. As Paolo Chalceta from Colorado Public Radio reports, the 250-mile trek was part of a push to rename the mountain.
Colorado's 14th tallest mountain is currently named after the governor who incited the Sand Creek Massacre, where U.S. soldiers killed at least 230 Cheyenne and Arapaho people in 1864. Connor Ryan, a professional skier and Lakota citizen, brought a prayer staff to the summit as part of the ceremony.
What this is all about is healing that history that stems back to Sand Creek and not forgetting about those people as we find a good way to move forward.
The state panel will begin the months-long process to rename Mount Evans later this week. For NPR News, I'm Paolo Chalceta in Denver.
One person was killed and four others were injured early Sunday morning when a man drove a pickup truck into a crowd in Golden, Colorado following a fight outside a bar. Sheriffs say the 29-year-old driver faces a first-degree murder charge as well as multiple accounts of assault. Bouncers at the bar had broken up a fight between the suspect and some of the victims just before the attack. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.